Johnny B Show. How can we help you?
Hey, Johnny B, this is Mother Trucker George.
Oh! What?
Yeah!
Oh, my God.
What's up, buddy?
How you doing, Johnny? What's up, Will?
Hey, man.
You guys doing the meltdowns?
Oh, you want to do one?
Yeah.
Okay!
In 3, 2, 1. Holy sh**. It's time for another Johnny B. Meltdown.
Oh, get him, George.
All right, Johnny, this is the meltdown about married women.
Oh, boy.
All right?
Yeah.
Why is it whenever a woman gets married, she thinks that she inherits you?
Mm.
You know, my friend is my friend. I'm not your friend. So when I call my friend up and I say, hey, man, you want to go watch the game? What happens? She picks up the phone. Oh, you taking him to the game? Can I come too? No, you can't because I called his phone.
Yeah.
This is a meltdown.
Hell yeah.
I don't get it. Why do women think that because I have a friend, now she's my friend? You're not my friend.
Yeah, that's a good point. And it, unfortunately, you know, when your buddy gets married, they kind of become like a package deal a little bit.
Uh-huh.
But there should be times where you get together, you know, just you and the boys.
Yes.
Know? That's important. I had that fight with my supper club, George. Because my homeboys got girlfriends, you know? And then it was kind of like, well, why don't we just merge the groups in the one big... I go, no.
Hell no.
It's a men's club.
This
is men only. And at first they were reluctant, but then I explained it to them that... And then they finally understood that we got to have some, you know, some guy time. The girls have girls' night. You know, guys should get together and you have different conversations, a different dynamic.
True.
When there's women there, you're not as crass, not as crude.
Here's the other thing, George. It's while we're on this topic, you notice like if a woman goes out with her friends, and you ask where they're going, oh, you don't trust me? Don't worry about it. It's just me and my girlfriends. Oh my god. But if you go out with your buddies, oh, she wants to put a GPS on your butt. You know, she wants to know everything you're doing, all the way down to if you're going to grab a snack on the way. They want details. And that's not psycho. That's just them not trusting you, which is normal because you're a guy. You're an alpha male. You're out there trying to give your seed to everybody. You know? Double standard.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying.
Yeah.
Well, if you have a problem with these broads, you know, you can do it the old-fashioned way like we used to do in 1991. If you could beat me in Street Fighter, you could play with the boys.
Oh, you talking about the original Street Fighter where you had to punch the big-ass pad on the thing and there was only two people, Ken or Ryu?
Hell yeah.
Hell
if you could whoop me in that, then you could play with us.
Damn right.
Man, I can't play this game.
Yep.
I can't throw a fireball. What's this doing? This is stupid. And you're out.
Best call ever.
That's how you keep those bras at bay.
Damn right. Trick.
All right.
Later.
Keep up the good work, fellas.
All right, man. Don't get too drunk. Later, bud. There you go.
All right.
Freaking George.
You can beat me a Street Fighter.
Yeah, man.
That's a pretty good rule.
He's crazy. He's a sick pup.
I love that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Look, Mount Rushmore, George is on it.
Oh, yeah.
Kelly, George. Oh, God.
What about Wally?
What? Why are you even saying that name? Doo-doo.
I sort of know what your opinion was.
Doo-doo. That's what I think of that guy. Trolley doo-doo. Very bad.
Okay.
Yeah, it's very upsetting that he's so
That's
bad.
Too bad.
I know, man. I gave the guy like a million chances.
I know.
Ugh.
Believe me, I know.
Way more than I give anybody.
I know it. It's too bad, though.
Why is it too bad?
I don't know. It just is.
Does he have some sort of value that we're missing out on here?
Hey, I'm not saying anything one way or another. I'm Switzerland.
What's he bringing? Know? What's he bringing to the show of value?
Know. I don't
air
nothing,
brakes.
Really.
Just air brakes.
I agree.
Like, hey, the show's going real well. You know what? We can use a Wally call right now.
You're gonna summon him.
Oh, perfect. Oh, neat. You know what I want when I'm eating a nice big hamburger? To find a roach in the middle of it.
Oh,
that's what Wally is. He's a roach in your burger.
Damn. That's harsh.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying.
I do.
Get your tweets in, by the way. You got about 45 minutes till we pick a winner at Johnny B Comedy, at Johnny B Show, at home, _made_mid. Do you have a meltdown?
I do.
In 3, 2, 1. Holy sh! It's time for another Johnny B. Meltdown.
Now look, we all know I have my problems, my qualms with press and corporate press in particular, and this is no exception. My meltdown is about journalists, because I saw this in the Tampa Bay Times today. This is real, okay? Now, these people are the people that we trust to tell us about the world.
Yeah.
About, you know, how shape our perceptions and our opinions about the world.
Of course.
You know, we depend on them. And this was the headline. Grown-ups have replaced stuffed animals with things such as doing taxes, choosing tile, or antagonizing each other on the internet. Consider a fluffy friend to help you get through the day.
Huh?
Like a stuffed animal.
Pardon?
And it's got a picture of this lady from the Tampa Bay Times hugging her binky.
Oh, boy.
So we're supposed to rely on her to tell us about the world, and she's not able to cope with the world unless she's got her little binky. This is completely insane. You know what you need to do, lady? Toughen up.
Yeah.
Stop being a little baby with their binky and get on with your job.
You're an adult person.
You're an adult person. This is out of control. Can you imagine? This is little babies telling us about how we should feel about the world. I couldn't believe it.
You know what I never buy Leah for any holiday? A damn stuffed animal. You know why?
It's stupid.
She's
it's
a grown-up woman.
It's for babies.
What would she do with the teddy bear? It'd be garbage in our home. In 2 days, it would be garbage in our home. At least when I buy her flowers, they wilt and die, and we chuck them.
Yeah.
I mean, what are you doing? I used to go to the fair and to the Strawberry Festival, and I'm very good at shooting the pool game. I know the trick to it. I know how to beat it. And I would win these big giant-ass teddy bears, and I would never bring them home. I would give them to a child at the fair because I'm a grown-up human.
It's and she's got her little reindeer thing or whatever that looks like it's been used, that she's had it for a long time. I mean, if you have a stuffed animal and you're above 10, you get made fun of.
Yes.
Brutally, and rightfully so, because it's time to grow up and stop being a little baby.
Yeah, just wear, you know what? Wear a bicycle helmet on your Peloton at this point. Jack off.
I mean, it's embarrassing. I don't understand how these people write this stuff without and not be like, well, maybe I should just sack up a little bit and stop being a little wussy.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And, you know, this same journalist will probably write something in 3 months about how
I can only imagine.
About how women shouldn't be coddled because they are independent, strong people.
Right. I'm sure.
Come on.
I'm sure, no doubt about it. Let's look at some of her stories.
Sack up.
Let's see what she's got. She's got Gasparilla is canceled. Yeah. We need Valentine's Day more than ever.
No, we don't.
Tampa Bay, you're drunk. Go home. And that must have been about the Super Bowl thing. Let's see what else.
Thank God they're drunk, man. The economy got really boosted with that.
A pandemic, Super Bowl in Tampa. This figures.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's one of these.
She sat at home hugging a Tweety Bird stuffed animal.
While writing this.
Well, no, watching the Super Bowl. She was just like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, sure, the Bucks are winning by 3 touchdowns. My fever is dying outside.
My binky.
Please, Tweety. Tweety, make me feel sweety, Tweety.
Oh, yeah. We can't unsee what we've become. sack up, Stephanie. Stop
Come
being
on.
A baby.
Come on, lady.
God.